Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new, you were hating on the low. I've been new, they were hating on the low. I've been new, he was hating on the low. I've been new, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new, you were hating on the low. I've been new, they were hating on the low. I've been new, he was hating on the low. I've been new, she was hating on the low.
What's happening, world? Welcome back. We at it again. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. So what it do, Moski?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? I'm amped up. I'm ready for a good show tonight. Yeah, man, that's what's up. Let's get it in. You already know.
Man, yeah, I'm ready. But before we, you know, get into specifics and do our Bridgeway week. Top five. I think UK moved up one. Mo, what's the top five?
Yeah, the top five. Let me run it down. So number five, we got Canada. Big shout outs to the people up north, Toronto. Number four, we got the continent, the land down under, Australia. And number three, you called it, I believe it was number four, you know, because we was getting on them a little bit. So number three, we got United Kingdom, England, London Town, the people's across
there you go.
The the water, you know what I'm saying, the mother country, I guess, the United States. Number two, we have Switzerland, man. Switzerland is yo, they rocking with us, man. Big shout-out to Switzerland. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay consistent now. You know, if you're listening right now, big shout-out to you. Keep it up. We appreciate the love. And the number one, of course, we got the home team. The beautiful United States of America with all its scars. Still beautiful. Big shout-out to all the fly cities, all the states. You know how we do. And that's the top five.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody, man. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in. If they can't catch the show, they can always go back and listen to it. All shows are archived, okay? This is our 211th show. Next month, we will be on air for 5 years. 5 years maintaining and getting it in. So, super happy about that. Last year, I was trying to get Mo to try something different, you know, for our celebration, but of course he didn't.
What you talking about?
We happy in spirit, you know, for every mile marker. I think for the last 2 years I was trying to get Mo to do something different in the bedroom. If you listen to those shows, then you know what I mean. We ain't gonna get into it tonight. We're gonna have a spicy topic probably next week. Let me get to it. If you are new to the channel, the first Sunday of every month, we have a spiritual conversation. The next 2 to 3 Sundays, we do general topics. You know, we may talk about what's happening, if something major is happening, or just adult topics. And then the last Sunday of the month, we do a full series of the World Famous Chop-Up, where Mo goes over everything happening from sports to finances and what is in the news. So that's where we're at. Now, this week for me is called realization.
Okay. Talk about it.
Now, I have, like, realized a lot of things. And some things you don't pay attention to because of, you know, you're busy, if you're embodied and your growth, and, you know, I'm working on, you know, reversing my health and things like that. But there's a lot of things that I realized this week. And one of the things was I was having a conversation with my cousin, and we were talking about, like, people that we dated in the past that we were crazy about, but they did other things that broke the bond or broke the connection. And we would always say, man, if I knew then what I know now, I would have stayed in that connection, right? You know? And so that was like a realization for me, you know, this week about, like, people in, you know, their life path and their choices that they make. Again, this week, definitely more updates. But, of course, this year, I've done my, this year is like my 2 years here, because I did like a 2-year lease where I'm at, and I know that I am renting well below market value, and that was my ancestors that opened up that door for me. They just went at what they could get in here, and, I did my thing, of course, but my rent would possibly go up anywhere from $400 to $600+, right? Just due to the market. Yeah, due to the market. That's what they're doing to people. So if you're out here, when you look at all of these distractions that we're having, everything is going up, right? And then you see, like, the gas prices are going up everywhere, and now Biden is pushing for people to go back to the office. You know what I'm saying? Because enough people aren't spending gas, so now they're trying to get you to spend money on the gas that has went up, right? Like, you have to pay attention to all of the agendas that's happening right now. They're trying to tell Americans to go back to work, to go back into the office all of a sudden while gas is $4+. Here in Georgia. And so, you know, I pay attention to that, and they're not addressing the issues as the landlords are going up on rent and people are being kicked out. Like, they're going up. Like, it's not the normal $20 to $50. They're going up hundreds of dollars to reach market value, and people's jobs aren't. Yeah, it's messed up, right? So I'm doing work to my house, but just things that I'm going to take with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I move, I don't want to have to spend a lot on getting this done or getting that done. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to move and be comfortable and situated, you know? The thing is just minimizing anything that's damaged. So I'm just getting things prepared for when I get out of here, right? Everything is already, you know, paid up and everything is everything. So this week it was just like reality was hitting me like, okay, we finna move. And I've been sitting here just, you know, comfortable and doing what I've been doing for, you know, this year makes 2 years. It's like, dang, it's time to move, you know. So, you know, I've been working on that. Even though my lease isn't up until the end of the year, the move that I'm making requires me to, you know, focus on that right now. So, yeah, I'm focusing on that. Just realizing different things about people around me and, you know, being focused, setting goals. You know, this week I set my goal for my business and what I need the income to be by the end of the month. And, you know, I'm going to do everything that I can to crush it. That's all. How was your week?
Okay. So, first off, I want to say your website looks good, looks very professional. You know what I'm saying? So, big shout-out to
Thank you
on that. You know? And, yeah, so I was like, wow. Okay, Black, I see you. You know what I'm saying? So, I just wanted to shout you out on that. But, yeah. So
I keep doing stuff. You know, I just added, like, a little pop-up. But, like, okay, let me just before you get started, you know how you go to certain stores. Like, I shop online a lot, and you may and go into a store, and then they got all these pop-ups that hit you, you know, use this code for this, use this code for that. And that's something that I absolutely hate, but I'm sure that it drives them business. So I created a pop-up, but it's going to come to you in a chat. And if I'm running a promo code, it's going to – huh?
No, I was saying I saw that. Yeah, I kind of like that, how you did it as a chat. You know what I'm saying? It looks cool.
It's going to tell you whatever promo code that I'm running. If I haven't been running promo codes in a while, but if you have a business, I'm going to tell you that promo codes really, really work. Do something that is conducive for your business, okay? But, you know, promo codes really, really work. So if you have a business, utilize your promo codes, okay? Like, let your customers know you're giving back, you're showing appreciation to them. So that site, I developed the whole site myself. And I still, you know, continue to look at things, like, to upgrade. But I said, Mo always talking about he want a paperback. So, Mo, go order your paperbacks. And anybody else, I have 9 of my 10 books on my website, and I have them bundled. So, like, Confessions of a Mattress Actress 1 through 3, you buy it as a bundle. Deranged Baby Mama 1 through 3, you buy it as a bundle. Born to Be a Trap Queen Rewrite and 2, you can buy those as a bundle, and down in the DM, you can get that one as well as a standalone. But, yeah, go and order your books, and I'm a sign it and send it to you. So I don't want to hear nothing about, I read this new book, and you ain't went and got none of my books yet.
No doubt. Yeah, I'm definitely going to support. You know what I'm saying? 100%. So, so my week, I'm calling this week. I'm still on my detox and get greedy. That's going to be my theme. I already see that's my theme going into the spring, summer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a different person every season, and I'm already just preparing for the equinox and preparing for the new year, the astrology new year, you know what I'm saying, which is coming up March
20th.
Taking off the every season and everything. So I can kind of just feel the shift and feel the energy. But this week I'm calling it Bulletproof Wallets. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Ghostface Killah. That's like one of his albums that he did, you know, a few years back. But it's called Bulletproof. Well, actually, a few years ago. But it's called Bulletproof Wallets. And I just like the name, what it symbolizes, because, like you said, you know, the economy is kind of crazy right now. A lot of things in flux. A lot of things going on. So I just feel like, you know, when Biggie was like, "Damn," trying to stick me for my paper. You know, when he was in that video, the warning video, he's like hitting the desk or whatever. But because, you know, I have financial literacy, I'm like, bring it on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love to hustle. I'm a hustler. You know what I'm saying? I'm a natural born hustler. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just figure out ways to maneuver and shift. But, you know, with that being said, you know, we were talking about our books. I finally got a chance to finish up Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I definitely recommend that It's definitely, if you're really trying to get your financial literacy together, get your mind right, get your money right, that's definitely a high recommendation. And now, also, too, with all the stuff going on with Biden, man, you know, I don't watch the news. I get my news from Black. You know what I'm saying? Black news, Twitter, you know what I'm saying? So I do not watch the news. I go to my, you know, I go, what's the phrase I'm looking for? I dance at the beat of my own drum, I guess, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can care less about the news, really, you know what I'm saying? I take bits and pieces when I hear it and I just adjust properly. But, yeah, so, you know, with that being said, that's got me reading The Art of the Deal now, you know what I'm saying? I read that probably like when Trump was first – I've read it way back in the day where I bought it probably like about, damn near 15 years ago. But then I read it, you know, when Trump was running for office. And then, you know, he surprised everybody and won. And then I'm just reading it again. And now, being down in the real estate game, and, you know, I'm really on my shit. I'm on my Dean right now. I'm just feeling the energy of that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm still on that that platinum plan. You know what I'm saying? My own platinum plan. So big shout out to that. And then other than that, you know, I got a chance. I went back to the gym. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool. So I'm just getting, like I said, I'm just getting ready. I'm a man, stay chiseled, you know what I'm saying, to everybody out there, you know what I'm saying, fitness, get fitness, get your mind right, get your body right, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, get healthy out there. So I just want to, you know, be prepared for what's coming. And I'm trying to think, is there anything else, you know? And I just kind of feel like, too, you know, I'm doing my taxes, and it's, you know, I never lost sight of that whole school mentality, you know, projects and homework and all that shit. That should just, you know, get you prepared for adult life and adult situations. So with my taxes, I got to finish up a couple little projects I got to finish up here. So I'm just focused, man. But like I said, bulletproof wallets, man, that's my week.
Awesome. And, you know, financial literacy, it's very important because my partner – I just put them as an authorized user on my card, right, telling them, talking to them about line of credits and setting them up with Navy Federal and things like that. And I'd be having these conversations with certain people around me, and I'd be like, y'all be acting like I'm talking Spanish or something. But I love it. You know, I love to talk about some finances. How was your week, Smooth?
I believe I'm still muted.
No, you're not muted.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, y'all niggas can hear me? Good. Now that it's official. So like I was saying, financial literacy is a waste of time without financial discipline. So you niggas can read as many books as you want, but if you don't have the fucking discipline to implement the shit you're reading, it means absolutely nothing. I'm tired of talking to these motherfuckers talking about, oh, I read this book and I read that book, but my finances still stupid. Well, bitch, what was the last thing you bought today, motherfucker? So, that being said, fuck financial literacy because it's a waste of fucking time. They didn't put that shit in the book. These niggas reading this shit talking about, oh, I'm woke, but guess what, bitch, you broke. So how the fuck you woke or broke at the same time? Oh, I know why, because you bought these new shoes, you bought this, you bought that, but you ain't got the fucking discipline to sacrifice, you bitch. So... I'm ranting and raving because I didn't have a few people that I had to cuss out because they wasted my time, so I wouldn't go my prices. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah. So fuck what you're talking about. That's what I've been doing all week. I've been raising prices like niggas raising rent. Fucking right.
There you go.
God damn it.
I'm
spending my last Sunday in my 30s with you old niggas. So I'm depressed.
You gotta be down with the 40-40 club, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh yeah, you know I get a call from him every year. Oh, what's up, you old bastard? So now, it is what it is.
You gotta be an old dirty bastard too.
Yeah, old dude being this bitch. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. I'm gonna get some gold in my mouth this year. I'm getting out, man. Nah, man, all I've been doing is making money. I've been cussing a lot of people out. Like I said, raising my rates. Of course, I'm always disappointed in Mo when he says he don't watch the news. It hurts my heart because you playing the stock market game and the real estate game and you ain't watching the news as far as what's going on with the Fed, interest rates and everything else like that. Knowledge is power. By the time you wait for somebody else to tell you, you behind the curve, my nigga.
Fuck the news, man. I got my way of doing things, but I feel you. I see what you're saying, but fuck the news.
And I understand. That's why, I just said what I said and I left it right. So the topic for today is some shadow side shit. So how about y'all explain this to me so we can get this on? As you can tell, I'm feeling my dark side today. You know what I'm saying?
I see dark.
And that's perfectly fine.
That's it. Yeah, put it out there, bro. Like this is what we about to get into.
Okay, and that's perfectly fine that you're feeling your side. Okay. So we have a makeup. We have a makeup of a light side and a shadow side. Keep in mind, like when you walk out the door, right, and there's light and there's a ground, there's your shadow. Your shadow is with you. You can't get away from it. But we also, that's the same energy that we house within us with our feelings and our emotions, okay? And so you have some people that walk around and just they smile, and every time you see them, they're happy, and they're pulling all of this energy, right? And those type of people are your high-functioning depressed people, right? Anybody that you see that is just happy and smiling all the time, look at the people that, made you laugh the hardest in comedy, Mrs. Doubtfire, the other guy, oh, man, he was so famous. He was so awesome. The chubby guy. Like, these people, like, they're funny people. And every time you see them, they're cracking jokes and they're smiling. And, they unlive themselves, okay, because it eats them up to have to put forth an image and really that's not conducive with life. It's perfectly normal to be upset. It's perfectly normal to be angry. It's perfectly normal to want to speak your mind that isn't conducive with the way that other people think. What is not normal is staying in that energy, which is called balance, okay? So when you hold on to things, so when sometimes when Smooth come on here, he cussing everybody out. Then when he coming on here, oh, I feel good, I feel great, right? That's balance. And then, some people will say, oh, you never know what you're going to get with that person. It's because we are so accustomed to fake, and we are so accustomed to people putting forth these images that when they come out to see us, like they're always smiling, so we feel as though they're good people, they're happy people, oh, their goals. In actuality, they just hide their shadow side from you. And you have people that just live in their shadow energy, and then we call them crazy. Oh, that person's crazy. Oh, that person's this. But we have to really find balance, and it's perfectly okay. Now, for instance, I'm on YouTube, and people feel the need to get on YouTube and pick up their little raggedy-ass phone that they barely can motherfucking pay every month and type on this keyboard whatever the fuck they want to type and think that because you're a spiritual worker or because you're doing some type of work in the public eye that you're supposed to be like, oh, okay, well, it's okay, I'm going to ignore you or I'm going to leave it there. Yeah, not me. I cuss they ass out every chance I get, then block them, and then I don't read your message all the way. So, I mean, was it really worth it? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna remain in that energy, and then people are like, you're not healed. Bitch, I'm very healed. I'm just in tune with my shadow side. Like, a person that's love and light and that's turning the other cheek, as they say in the Bible, in Christian terms, turn the other cheek. When someone does you wrong, turn the other cheek. That shit came up for slaves, okay? Because when they felt as though the slave masters was doing them wrong, or when they felt as though they were enslaved, that one little slogan or quote kept them, just with their eye on the prize to some Jesus coming to save them one day and things getting better, right? And so the thing is that they never got saved. Just in time, as everything that happens evolves, just like the police killings. Nothing got saved in time. It evolved. The right people got in position, and they started getting charged. You know what I'm saying? You are in control of your own destiny. There's only two dates that you cannot control, and that's the date that you're born, and that's the date that you unlive. other than that, you control that, and it's based on how you operate, right? What feelings, what energy do you want to be in order to balance yourself throughout your human experience, right? So some people, they just walk around and they're just angry, right? And it's because they're holding on to past trauma. They, you know, we all have things that we've been through in life. We all have, you know, things that make us different, right? And some people, you know, such as Kanye, you know, he was weird when he first got put on. You know, but he was weird with a gift, and now people, you know, it's like, oh, you're weird. No, he's just Kanye. Kanye's very intelligent. He's very smart, right? He just, you know, just like other people, give people chances, and you know, I mean, when you look at the situation, he fell in love with Kim Kardashian when she was on the height of being slandered from marrying people and going after one person, then the next person, but he took that chance and still, you know, married her and had kids with her, and then he played them at their own game. So when they tried to slander his name, he slandered the whole family, and guess what? You can't do anything but walk away from it. You know what I'm saying? So keep in mind that it's okay to tell a motherfucker how you feel. Don't let people walk over you, and don't let people try you or disrespect you and think that it's okay. You have to stand up for yourself. You have to let people know that they can't play with you. And when you let people know that they cannot play with you, that will reduce a lot of the mental anguish that you have, feeling like, okay, you know, this person is just crazy, because you're going to continue to attract the people that's going to try to walk over you and play mind games. Right? And try to get over and think that you're easy going. Trust me. I know. A lot of times, like, and like my shadow side just really, you know, really start, like, I can balance it out where I'm just, like, focused on my business. But then if I have certain people, like, it's a certain person in my life that is, you know, a permanent factor in my life until one of us crosses over. And, it's like they know how to bring out my shadow side. But it's not just them, it's the entire family. And I deal with them, and it's a lot of things that I hold in, but then I just listen, and then I just be like, okay, you know what? It's no point of even going back and forth. I'm just going to remove myself from this energy, right? So you can deal with your shadow side by simply removing your energy from people, right? You don't even have to give people the time of day. But you have to take some type of action, and you can't be scared to react to a motherfucker, right? Life is not all smiles. If your life is all smiles and you're smiling your entire life, then you are doing something wrong. Something is definitely wrong. What do you feel about that, Mo?
Yeah. Well, now I was gonna let you take it for the whole hour, and then I was just gonna come in on the world famous chop up. Nah, I'm just but basically, yeah, balancing your shadow side. Yeah, that. I mean, look, all balance. You know what I'm saying? Everything is based on balance. You know, a good, bad, up, down, female, male, hot, cold, light, dark. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about just, you know, that's how I, you know, try my best to live my life anyway, because I know I got a shadow side, you know what I'm saying? But I do balance it, and I keep it harnessed in a certain way. But, yeah, it will come out, you know, if the energy's there and that person is going to provoke me, it will come out. But, you know what I'm saying, I manage it. I talked about this before, I think, when we had the last spiritual show. It's like the Incredible Hulk, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always like that kind of, like, little superhero, David Banner and the Incredible Hulk. So David Banner was just this mild-mannered scientist, you know what I'm saying? Just let him do his science shit, and he was all cool. But every so often, somebody would just come and fuck with him, and then the Incredible Hulk comes out. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, where the hell did this person come from? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know I got that in me, but I kind of, you know, I keep it cool. You know what I'm saying? Because most people, if I see that our energies don't align, I'm just not even gonna deal with you. I don't have time for that. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that's in my circle that I fucks with, if I'm talking to you and we dealing with each other on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a yearly basis, or whatever the case may be, that means I fuck with you. I fuck with your energy. You know what I'm saying? If not, then you know I don't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm just going to be cordial. You know what I'm saying? But you're not going to come into my circle. So, you know, balancing your shadow side is dope. And I know I got a very – I'm a lion. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I've studied myself, and I've studied just the ways of how I am just through nature too. You know what I'm saying? Because I see I got very lioness – or lion characteristics, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm a savage in certain ways, you know what I'm saying? I'm a savage when it comes to money. I'm a savage when it comes to females. I'm a savage when it comes to food. I'm a savage in certain things, but, you know, I'm still royal at the same time, meaning that, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna do it in a certain way where it's just not going to come off just that, because I know I can harness it. You're just not going to see my savageness, you know what I'm saying? But it's there. But if it just come out, you know, when I want it to come out, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely in me. And to me, that savageness about me is my shadow side, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I love that side. I love the savageness about me. You know what I'm saying? I just have it in my daily conversation with my homeboys. I see it all the time. They'll just say some stuff. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And I'll just, the lion will just come at me. And even if I'm the only person, you know what I'm saying, and I'm just standing on my own too, you know, giving my opinion or whatever on something, and I can be going against the whole room, if I feel strong about it, I'm just going to stand my ground. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I'm going to be. I'm not going to follow the crowd. So I know I'm definitely not a sheep, because I know just in my makeup, once I see everybody going in one direction, I go in the opposite direction. So, you know, that's what I got to add to this.
All right.
Yeah, so I just react accordingly to the situation at hand. Fuck it. It is what it is. Y'all niggas want to call it savagery or fucking shadow side, light side. Nigga, if you say some shit and then at that particular time I decide to let it go, then I let it go. If you say some shit at that particular time, it's up for me to say, you know what, motherfucker, you're going to have to get this work. You're going to have to get this work. Simple as that. Matter of fact, sometimes it's not even y'all. Every motherfucker like you. It's just so happened at that particular time you said some shit that just really just said fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like earlier today, we had a conversation, motherfucker, about financial literacy. For the last few weeks, I keep hearing that fucking word. You know, I had to say this week. I said, oh, no, fuck this. You motherfuckers gonna learn this shit today, goddamn it, man. Look, I'm talking about sacrifices, motherfucking dedication. Nigga, you nigga, oh, yeah, we reading. Yeah, bitch, you reading, but you ain't got the fucking discipline to actually sacrifice, motherfucker. So, hey, that being said, if that's my shadow side for the day, then goddamn it, that's my shadow side. But you gonna get this one.
But you have balance, so you know how to be smooth a criminal, and you know how to be just smooth. That's the balance. Hi, caller, and welcome to the show.
What's up, lovely?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for calling. Did you have a question, or are you just tuning in?
Oh no, I'm tuning in, but you gonna I just wanted to touch a little more on that balance, because you helped me out a lot with that balance.
All right, well, tell the people who you are and say whatever it is that you have to say.
All right, so it's Tyson, you know. So I remember a lot of times back in the days when I would get hot about certain things, and you holler at me, you tell me, "Yo, handle it this way." And I still chose to handle it one way, and my ass wound up getting locked up for the shit or having to pay a court course. And you was like, nigga, that could have been avoided. You understand what I'm saying? So I realized as I'm getting older and after my accident, you know, sometimes you just got to let shit go, man. I realize it now. It was hard for me to understand it back then because I was like, yeah, fuck this. I'm going to handle it how we going to handle it how I want to handle it. But a lot of times, you just, if you let that shit slide, you know, niggas, of course, street shit, niggas would be like, oh, this nigga soft or whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, it's better than being locked up, being fucked up in the game, having to pay all this crazy money and shit, you know? So I just learned to let shit slide, let niggas skate, you know?
Right. And so, and I'm glad you brought up that point of view, because we're going, I'm going to touch on, like, you know, the street game and so on and so forth. Now, you know I have listeners from all different walks of life, okay? And your energy is not conducive with just having a conversation with somebody and speaking your mind on the way it feels, on the way you feel, right? We have brothers and sisters that's out here in the streets, and it's a reputation to be upheld in this particular energy, you know, that you must have at all times, or you have to let a person know, listen, don't play with me, okay? And so when you are in the street life, when you're living life, like, different, it's not going to be where you can remove your energy at all times, but sometimes a conversation, right, that makes sense will be able to balance it out, right? Now, if you're having a conversation with somebody, they mad, and then all of a sudden you mad, and you know that's not going to end up right, okay? So it's perfectly fine to remove yourself from a situation if two people are mad, even if you feel like you're calm, right? If someone is in their operating in their shadow energy, they're not thinking of tomorrow. Okay, they're thinking of right now, you tried it, and I'm going to show you, you know, what this is about. So their ultimate goal is the spirit that is attached to them, that energy, is a low vibrational energy. And that energy is to piss you off in any way that they can, or to hurt you in any way that they can. When you are experiencing something like that, it's okay to just say, you got it, right, and get away if you can. I see, like, a lot of kings killing kings and kings killing queens and vice versa, you know, and it's kind of like we have to do better as a people, because these white, we blame everything on the white man, but yet we don't stop and take accountability that we're the number one killer of ourselves. Blacks are the number one killer. The number one killer for African Americans is blacks. We're killing ourselves, and we're doing a good job, and they're not doing anything to stop it, right? They're either going to create something that will help you, or they're not. Prison doesn't help you. Prison is something that they still make money off of you. So basically, you go out here, you act like a hoodlum, then they turn you into a slave. That's how it works. And this is how the Constitution has been for a very long time. And yet they walk in the courtroom and say that they honor God and have you take an oath in front of God, and then they turn around and play God. So what we have been blind to the fact is that just as these white folks play God, we sit back and we like, oh, everybody woke and people need to go back to sleep. You're failing to realize that you are a God. You're failing to realize that your power for yourself and to enlighten others with their power. There are low vibrational energies that set after you every single day. The most endangered species right now is the African American man, okay? Because we don't know if the police gonna kill him. We don't know if somebody in the hood gonna kill him from hate, from anger. We don't know if the gay people going to get a hold of them. We just don't know, okay? And so we need to be more supportive of our black men, right? We need to be supportive of our black woman, right? Our black men are put here to protect us, and we have gotten so far away from protecting our black woman, right? Because as soon as we get in that energy, then they start pushing out this interracial shit, and it's getting younger and younger. Brother, black man, you are put here to protect your black woman. Okay, protecting your black woman is sheltering a black woman, loving a black woman, marrying a black woman, having children with a black woman, okay, getting rich with a black woman, doing what you need to do with a black woman, right? That's your duty. That's a part of your duty here versus and along with whatever your destiny is that you have here. But when you're dealing with all of these different energies and spirits, the number one thing that you have to do is protect yourself, right? We're not talking about making sure you got a gag, but we're talking about, I need my fellas to learn about crystals. I need my fellas to learn about rituals, okay? And I have a nice little squad of men on that support the God Squad. But you need to get your black crystals. You need to get your tiger's eye. You need to get your evil eye. You need to get these things to protect you from these spirits, because when these people coming at you and they fucked up in the head and they drinking and they high and they geeking, in and they ready to kill you. It's not them. It's the spirit that has embodied them. So they're in a shadow energy from a low vibrational spirit from the drugs that they're taking. These drugs are making these people crazy. One spot that I can tell you right now is Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I used to live there. Baton Rouge, Louisiana has turned upside down because they have something in the water and in the water or in the drugs that are out there. And people are going crazy. They're killing each other left and right. And the first thing that we do is look and say, oh, it's the young people. It's the young people that's killing people. Well, it was young people there for a very long time, and it wasn't like this. We got to start paying attention to what's happening to these people. It's the energy that has been stricken an area that has these people absolutely losing their mind. That's not a thing that you wake up and say, okay, I'm going to just go kill somebody today. That's what I feel. That's the energy that you're attached, that's attached to you. Now, either that energy is a low vibrational energy, which is operating on your shadow side, which is your dark side, or it is your high vibrational energy, okay? You're moving on light energy. Now, keep in mind, you have to know how to balance because we all have a shadow side. Keep in mind, right, everything grows in the dark. Right? That's where you grow from, but you never forget where you came from. So understanding your shadow side and being hot-headed, as Tyson just said, he has grown so much from being in that particular situation. He has ascended. He has grown. But keep in mind, he had to pay his karma. He had to pay his karmic debt for everything that he did, and that's what he's paying right now. So you may feel as though, okay, I learned my lesson, but karmic debt still has to be paid no matter what, right? And so when you grow, right, when a woman becomes pregnant, that child grows in the dark. When you plant a flower, that seed grows in soil, in the dark, right? No matter what it is when you are planting vegetables to nourish your body, anything that is good for you starts from the dark and evolves into the light. So you have to be in tune with your shadow side in order to grow and to get more balance with your light side. It's not something to take lightly, right? Because just like I'm slick at the mouth, I'm an Aquarius, and my tongue cuts like a sword. I used to be in that energy and proud of that energy because I would just sit back and not say anything. And then whenever somebody said something to me, I would come through and rip shit up like Hurricane Katrina. And I had to learn that, okay, even though I had this power, it took a lot for me to get into that energy and into that power to entertain it in that manner. And when I got there, I realized, like, okay, this is not where I want to live, okay? It's a side that I know that I can deal with and put it back in and keep moving, right? But it's not something that I want to be known for, being, snappy with the comebacks and snappy with what it is that I have to say. That's not what I want to be known for. You know what I'm saying? So we have to work on us to be a more powerful self and to be unified. We have to work on that dark side. We have to know what we're capable of so we can find ways to maneuver through that energy, through our hard times, through those times where we're mad. We have to find ways to maneuver through that energy so that we can become the best version of our present self.
Damn, that was deep. That was deep.
It was a caller that just hung up. Caller, I seen you. You literally just hung up when I was done talking, but I mean, and that's it. So I don't want people to walk around feeling like, okay, turn the other cheek. No, that's not it. But it's ways to maneuver yourself, but also you have to let somebody know, like, listen, this is not that. And it's a way that you carry your energy. It's a way that you carry yourself. It's the way that you present yourself to the world and to others, right? That will allow people to understand, and it comes down to be something so simple as your tone. You know what I'm saying? You can talk to somebody normally. Somebody can be like, "Well, hey, where is how do you get to Walmart?" And you can say, well, you can go straight and then make a left and a right. Oh, my bad. Make a right and a left. And that person, because your tone is so gentle, dang, you don't know where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Like, they feel as though they can dominate your energy. If you, somebody can then ask you, how do I go to Walmart? And you can say the same thing. Go straight, make a right and a left. Wait, my bad. Go straight, make a left, and then make a right. You're speaking with confidence. You're speaking with surety at that point. That person is less likely to be combative of you. You know what I'm saying? Because the spirit that is within them understands that this is not. And it's just how some people, right, and it's the person, right, the energy that's embedded in them. Some people just want to feel like they can get over on somebody. And that stems from past trauma where people possibly have gotten over on them so much that they feel like, I'm going to get over on anybody that I possibly can. It's something as simple as just your voice, just your tone that will make someone feel as though they can try you. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't got to walk around like Debo, give it a chain. No, it just manage and man your own energy. That's how it goes.
Nice, man. This was deep. That's what's up. Very deep.
Right. So, with that, I am giving y'all 44 minutes for the real famous show.
So, Black, you were so dope, Black. Hold on, Black. Hold up. Hold up.
I had some time, so calm down.
Before we get into the world famous chopper, before we get into the world, what's up? Yeah,
no,
so,
I said, huh? Listen.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, before we get into the world famous chopper, Black, I'm going to announce the world famous chop up. So this is my favorite part of the show for anybody that's out there listening. This is the part where I get a chance to talk my shit. But before I do that, Black, I know it's got to be a few topics.
It is. I just said I had some topics.
Oh, okay. Here we go then. Let's go. Let's do it then.
Golly. God. All right. So the first topic that I wanted to talk about, like, I need y'all because I know people don't pay attention enough, right? So President Biden did a State of the Union, and then he did another speech today. And he is calling for the end of remote work, encouraging workers to go back into the office. It's time to get Americans back to work and fill our great downtowns, okay? Now, I know, just like everybody else that has heard this garbage coming out of his mouth. Now, prior to now, if you got to put 1 + 1 together, prior to now, he was saying, okay, if Russia invades Ukraine, it's going to hurt. Now, it's going to hurt because the prices are going up. Now, why does the prices have to go up when these people been raping our pockets for this long? Prices of gas are $4 and something in certain areas, even $6 in other areas in the United States, $6+ in other areas. Now they're trying to push you to go to work so that you can use gas, right? And even still, when people come together and carpool, they're still going to be making more money than before, okay? Now, there's a lot of people riding around. It's income tax season. Honey, for you to go and spend $1,000 on gas, right, out of your income tax money, that's not fair, okay? One thing that I need for everybody to take from this everywhere, because in the United States, you know, Russia was one of the major gas suppliers, and because they're not getting their gas from Russia, they have to get from other places. But, okay, one, Biden is a demon, okay? Let's start there. So what I need you to understand is that we were locked down for close to a year due to COVID, a severe form of the flu that was put out here for us, okay? Now, isn't it strange that everything on the news is about this war? Where the fuck did COVID go, okay? Now, okay, it's time to open up the city. It's time for this. It's time for that. So now COVID, like everything else, has disappeared because this war, they have, you know, put this war out there to change your energy. Now, Russell Brand, which you guys know, I love Russell Brand. He's on YouTube. He's on Instagram, Russell Brand. He did create a video and say, oh, this is why, you know, they're mad at Russia. This is why they're feuding. I have not watched that, but I will watch it and follow up with with you guys next week to let you know what is it that Russell is speaking of. Russell is a badass when it comes to, you know, pulling up, you know, and calling out these people on their BS. So, people, if they're forcing you to go back into work with the gas prices or saying go back into work, there's plenty of places that are hiring from remote employees, okay? And also, you know, that's going to raise the prices up on, you know, certain buildings because certain companies have just gotten rid of their buildings, right? Just as well as these people, like he was like, he thinks that people should go pay their employees more. There are some people that took on to that, but a lot of people that didn't, right? They didn't take on to that. So hopefully they're not into that same energy because now you're tapping more into the cost of living, which, you know, is a segue into, like, how the cost of living is going up so high and not enough people are doing pay raises, you know, and giving people money to align with the cost of living, okay? So we need to pay attention. We need to demand more. I don't care if it's a strike. You got to demand more money from these big businesses that has been making millions and paying crumbs because shit is tight right now. Target just announced that they are raising their minimum pay to $24 an hour. So I was like, boy, Target, don't play with me. Because the rise. Hi, welcome to Target. I'm like, Little Caesar's Pizza, hot and ready. But I have heard that it's not easy to get in Target, right? You know, Target, you have such an amazing experience. It's not really easy to get hired at Target, but just FYI, Target is raising their minimum rate for the employees to $24 an hour, right? And that's an amazing thing. Keep in mind, if you do shop at Target, that means prices may go up a little bit, but it's well worth it because they are giving back to the people.
That's a good point you raised. Very good point.
Yeah, that's just like, okay, so don't be fooled by this BS, okay? Kim Kardashian has been officially pronounced single. And you know, he was going crazy over Pete Davidson because that's who she was seeing out with. And what do y'all think about this Kanye thing? But she's single now, so she's considered a single. He's considered single.
Well, me
too. I'm really going to give some flying shit about Pete, Kim Kardashian, or Kanye West. I'm happy Kanye West cut the white boy head off in the video, I guess. Not really. Now, as far as Biden is concerned, yeah, we can talk about that. We can definitely talk about the fucking agenda as far as taxes are concerned, as far as gas is already projected to go up well beyond $4 before Russia ran up in Ukraine. We could talk about that if you want to. But, yeah, go talk about Kim and Kanye and Pete.
Yeah, y'all will get there. But, yeah, she's officially single. He's been going absolutely batshit crazy on social media. So he deleted all his posts on his social media and put up a post talking about divorce and what it's, you know, how he's handling it, you know. Yeah, he's handling it wrong. You got to think he lost his mom. They were giving him issues allegedly with seeing his children, you know. So it's like, you know, he don't want anyone around his kids. Listen, y'all got to think about that before y'all have children with people, you know, of how things would be, and I hope that they smooth it over. They can have visitation rights and co-parent very happily, you know.
I don't believe he's handling wrong at all. You know what I'm saying? Like Kanye West hasn't done anything to where I'm like, oh man, you shouldn't have done that. Because at the end of the day, nobody can actually tell you how to raise your kid, and nobody can actually tell you how you're going to react when you feel like somebody's playing with you about your kid. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you mean to tell me my child had a birthday party, you invited Pete, but I ain't get an invitation? Yeah, nigga, I'm killing every nigga in the room. on video. So, like, at the end of the day, I don't feel like the nigga did anything wrong, but other than fuck with the bitch, I mean, nigga, the bitch, ain't nothing wrong with you recording yourself fucking. I done did it. We done all did it. But, nigga, you wife the bitch in public. While they already had multiple motherfucking sex videos out, nigga. You fucked around and you took a plane to California to buy the other sex video and then present it to the bitch as a fucking birthday gift. Nigga, like, here, bitch, you ain't got to worry about this one popping up. All right, nigga. So when she decided to say, fuck you, nigga, I'm going back to how I want to live, and now you mad about it, nigga, hey, it is what it is. But I respect you enough to let you know you're a fucking man. You got kids, and ain't nobody about to play with you over your children.
I'm kind of just over. I mean, you know, Kanye's my guy, but I'm over that. I'm over him right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole, I haven't watched the Netflix special. I don't care about Donda 2. Like, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm over it right now. Like, I the creative space that he's in right now, I just can't really rock with it. It's just other things is more interesting to me personally. But, you know, that's my my two cents on that. But so real quick, I don't know, did you have anything else, like?
Let me see. No, those were the two, like, don't be fooled. Don't be out here playing games with these crazy-ass people because y'all need to stay off the roads, for sure. Stay off the goddamn roads. Let me see. So... let me see. It was one more dang on subject that I wanted to touch on. Oh, yeah. Okay. WNBA, Brittany Garner. She was arrested at the Russian airport for carrying vape cartridges. And so, you know, like some of the like WNBA players or some of the players that like, you know, get benched or whatever, they go overseas to play ball so that, you know, they can get money. But with the vape, they're saying that it had like the cannabis oil in it or something like that. It contained cannabis oil. Yeah, and for that, that is like, it's a crime. It says, you know, large-scale transportation of drugs, which can carry a sentence up to 10 years. But she is behind bars in Russia. And, of course, with everything going on, it just kind of seems a little crazy right now for her to be in this particular energy, okay? And then I had one more story. Young Fly Lucci. YSN Lucci, you know, he was the one who was dating Regine. That was her first public relationship, and then something happened on Peter Street. If you are, well, you're not from Georgia, Peter Street is a place like in Atlanta that has like a bunch of bars and things like that. Something happened out there. He was linked to it, being charged with murder, being held in jail for this particular crime. And there was a fight, you know, recently in jail that involved him, and he stated to his attorney, like, they had a reward for anybody that could harm him. He needed to get out because he was stabbed. And so the reports from the jailhouse came back and said, well, both of them had sharp objects, you know, once they were detained, okay, which basically means that basically confirms what he was saying. Like, okay, if he's going to have a sharp object, he kind of fears that somebody is trying to get him. So he's actually trying to get a bond. He's like, I'll be on 24-hour confinement, but I need a bond. I need to get out of here because, you know, he's afraid for his life behind bars. Young Fly Lucci, he's a young artist out of Atlanta. He has quite a few hit songs, and I'm just, you know, sending love and light to his family. They're recording his video visit. They're recording his visits and people that come and see him, and, you know, like, it's now a game at this point. And these videos, like, they're saying that the deputies have them in their phone, you know? Like, how are you working at the jailhouse and you're, you know, in this type of behavior? But I'm sending love and light to Lucci and his family, and hopefully, you know, this can get resolved in a reasonable manner. That's what I had.
That's what's up. Okay. So, you know what? So switching gears real quick, So before I even get into too deep in the few topics that I have, I got a question for Smooth. Two questions. So first off, Belair, how was it this week? You still on it or did it fall off of you?
Say that again.
Belair, the show Belair.
Like you gotta
watch it this week.
Somebody has an echo in the background.
Yeah, I don't know, Black, since you left the phone, it's an echo, or is that
like,
another call?
Like echo. Like,
Black.
Like, if you got some type of noise in the background, mute your phone or some shit.
Yeah, Black.
Hello?
Black, you here?
Well, does a nigga got us on a radio or some shit? Like, man, what the fuck?
I don't know. Is it better? Like, can you still hear it now?
Nah, I can't hear it now. Well... Anyway, man, as far as Belair is concerned, the last two episodes have been on a decline. let me explain. The last two episodes have been on a decline only because the fourth episode was so gangster, right? It's hard for you to keep up. You see what I'm saying? That's like True Blood. If anybody ever watched True Blood,
yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
I understand. I get you. I did.
True Blood had an episode where Russell Edgerton ran up on the news station, right? Ripped out a motherfucker's spleen on live TV. Sucked the blood out. Talking about mine is the two-faced vampire, right? The episode was so gangster, it fucked up the entire show.
Yeah, after that, it fell off.
Right, everybody was anticipating another gangster-ass movement like that. Like, no, bro.
You got to keep it up. You got to keep up the energy. Or you got to save that. They peak too early.
Right.
Don't show all your cards,
no,
man, so soon.
No. So I'm not saying that Bel-Air peaked too early because they have so much potential as far as the pieces that they're putting in place with G, a.k.a., you know what I'm saying, the butler, a.k.a. home manager, all this other bullshit. And they got so many other shit that's about to pop off to where you're like, all right, nigga, I see where this is going. I can fuck with it. I'm going to deal with the downtime. The show is still good. You see what I'm saying? But that fourth episode when motherfuckers just turned straight gangster, nigga just like, man, hold up. Bitch, we was on some.
He thought I was about to take flight. Yeah, man, I was praising it, man. Y'all was, you know what I'm saying? Now it then kind of quieted down, so I was wondering, like, what happened?
No, I'm not quiet about it. I understand that, nigga. You can't live up to that shit every week. I've been watching TV way too long. You see what I'm saying? And besides, this ain't that type of show where niggas are supposed to die every episode. Now, if it is
true.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
Yeah, I get you. I got you. I bet. All right, so that's one thing with the Bel-Air. And then the other thing that I wanted to touch base on, because you said you wanted to kind of touch base on it because you know, you see the agenda. So what do you think about this whole gas price situation?
Oh, man, the gas price, that's bullshit. I don't even worry about that, fucker. The gas price was going up anyway before Ukraine, before Russia. Look at it like this. Russia is the number one oil supplier for Europe. Not America. We don't get fucking gas from Russia. Russia supplies oil to Europe. Okay? Now look at it like this. At the end of the day, if the countries of NATO, because China's still going to get gas from fucking Russia and OPEC, so it is what it is. But if all the NATO countries decide to say, nah, we ain't going to fuck with the Russian gas, that means everybody's going to have to get gas from one fucking source. You see what I'm saying? So if everybody's getting gas from one source, which is Saudi Arabia and everybody else like that, and fucking Venezuela and all this other good shit, you got to raise the prices. The reason why you raise the prices is to make sure one person don't hoard all the resources. You see what I'm saying? But gas was already projected to go up before this bullshit, so they ain't got shit to do with the price of pay in China. You see what I'm saying? As far as Biden talking about getting back to work, all that is because the nigga approval ratings are so low, right? Now all he's doing is taking ideas that worked for Trump, right? Because it's all about dollars and cents. You see what I'm saying? Getting back to work means you got to go outside, right? Go outside means you have to buy shit because, hey, that's what you do when you go outside. Seeing that everybody's inside, you're really not spending as much money.
Yeah, that's true. You're
when
not.
I say spending as much money, I'm not meaning like spending as much money as far as, you know what I'm saying, saving money. I mean, you're not spending as much money as far as you're
taking lunch, everything,
spreading it around. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. When you spread the money around, that increases the tax revenue for the government. The government is broke, period. So you go, so a motherfucker wants you to go back out to work. That means when you go back outside, that means you're spreading the money around. Because when you're inside the house, you're not spreading the money around. The money is only being allocated and focused on one particular part, like a DoorDash or Amazon type thing, right? But the other businesses don't get the money, which means the government can't fuck around and tax a motherfucker so they can get paid. That's what that shit's all about. See, the liberal agenda was to keep you inside until guess what? Now all of a sudden they see that the fucking ratings are low. You got upcoming elections in the next few months. They're going to get slaughtered in the next few months. But to make sure that they don't get slaughtered too much, now all of a sudden COVID is gone. You see what I'm saying? Because people need to understand, we came down to the Green New Deal, right? The Green New Deal had a stipulation in it. That's why you got to watch the fucking news. The Green New Deal had a stipulation in it where the government was going to actually pay for the salaries for the news. So now that I'm paying you, I can control the narrative. That's why the Green New Deal was one of the reasons why, you know what I'm saying, the shit didn't pass. But they had that stipulation in the fucking deal. And they also had that stipulation in the last deal that went through that fell apart, the whatever that
was,
you
said the Green Deal you were saying was going to pay for the news, you said? You said something like that? What'd you say?
This is how this goes. Every time somebody will fuck around and implement a deal, right, and they'll put a name on it, there's multiple deals within that fucking bill. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So the Green New Deal had a stipulation in the bill where they were going to pay for the news. And then the other bill that went through, that didn't go through, you know what I'm saying, building the fucking roads, wherever the fuck that shit was, I forgot the name of it. They also had that stipulation up in there, but it fell through because, like, nigga, like, wait a minute, hold up, bitch. You got me fucked up with this shit. So, of course, COVID hasn't gone anywhere, but they're treating COVID like they're supposed to treat COVID on the news a year ago. You see what I'm saying? They're updating you, talking about, all right, so like now the quarantine is going to be 5 days, but if you're positive but you're asymptomatic, then you can participate, but just at a, you know, at a safe distance. But if you're positive and you have fucking symptoms, then no, you can't. So, like, wait a minute, bitch.
Yeah.
Now you're treating it like a cold. It's up to the discretion.
Flu. Yeah, now it's a flu now. That is wild, man. That's so crazy.
You think about it. When everybody has a cold, it's up to the discretion of the individual with the cold if they're going to interact with people to either spread it or not spread it. You see what I'm saying? So, like, now you're actually giving that fucking decision up to the people. What the fuck? Shut the dick. You see what I'm saying?
Yo, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
gas
prices,
gas was already projected to go up. We was already going to hit $4, $5 around a little bit after April, May. You see what I'm saying? Russia, of course, they expedited the bullshit. But that's only because of projected growth. You see what I'm saying? So, like me, I made a shitload of money because everybody talked about stocks and shit. You got to go for the resources when you watch the fucking news.
Gotcha.
Like, when they was talking about Russia running up in Ukraine, oh, man, look. Yes, I would have got me some resources. Oil and metals, motherfucker. Oils and metals because oil prices.
Some leverage stocks.
Projected to go up above $100 per barrel. You see what I'm saying? So, like, fuck you. You need to go ahead and get that shit while it's still at $50. Call it what it was. Nigga, you already know what time it is. I'm about to get paid. I love war.
I don't, but I feel you. All right. So, yeah, so that's interesting. All right. So, yeah, that's our new segment of the day. So, switching gears. All right. Let me see where I want to go for this. Well, first off, I want to give a shout out saw this on Twitter, man. But shout out to friend of the show, India Morrell. You know, she was a guest on our show. Big shout out to her. She was voted into the ABN Hall of Fame. What's up? Yeah, so, you know, so she in there, man, you know, ABN Hall of Fame, man, that's what's up, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to shout that out, man. I thought that was cool and well-deserved. Big shout-out to Bethany Benz, too. I'm just going on my adult kind of segue a little bit. But shout-out to Bethany Benz, you know what I'm saying? She's Ukrainian. I saw her on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, just saying, you know, pray for our country. So it's just interesting. You see, you know, you're seeing people. you know, like, oh, I thought they were just Russian, but she's
so
actually.
So you saying Bethany Benz is half black and half Ukrainian?
She's half Ukrainian and half Nigerian. Ew, she's
black.
A little mix.
So damn, yeah. I didn't know. I know she was European because
she's Ukraine. I mean, she was, you know, she would always just say Russian, but now since everybody just seen the difference between Ukraine and Russia, Ukraine and Nigeria, man. That's a ill little mix, man. So, you know, big shout out to her, man. So she, you know, she's supporting her country. Definitely want to get her on the show, man. One of these days, man. I haven't got a chance to you know, reach out to her, but she's definitely on my list of people that I would definitely like to have a conversation with. So, if anybody's listening that knows her, let her know we would definitely like to have her and have her speak her story on Real Talk. So we got that. And then a quick music review I want to get into, man. So shout out to the RZA, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the RZA. RZA's one of my favorite producers of all time. Everybody's on Kanye, you know what I'm saying? Which is I can totally get it, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big Kanye fan. Even though I'm not messing with him right now, Kanye's Kanye, you know what I'm saying? You know, at the drop of a dime, he can come with something, you know what I'm saying? He can get inspired, get into a zone, and, you know, you're gonna feel it, you know what I'm saying? But before him, who kind of laid the groundwork for a guy to be like Kanye, to me was, like, you know, of course, Dr. Dre and RZA, you know what I'm saying, from New York. You know, Dr. Dre from the West Coast, RZA from New York. And but lately, I kind of did the same thing. Like, I was like, to me, RZA, you know, he's got the TV show, the one thing TV show, which I've never watched or whatever. Because I've been a big Wu-Tang fan from jump, you know what I'm saying? But I follow that music and his story so much that I just didn't really need to see it played out on TV, you know what I'm saying, with just different actors playing them different roles, because it's hard for me to be able to see somebody else playing somebody, and I'm so used to just seeing the real person. And then, you know, he's a creative guy, man, so he's writing books. I definitely got a couple of his books, man. He's got a couple of dope just guides, and the way he writes is like a whole different type of way, you know what I'm saying? So I just respect it. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, and then he's been doing movies and stuff like that, little soundtracks here and there, and I think he directed a couple of movies. But so lately, you know, his music hasn't been, like, up to par, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's always, you know, you always going to find a couple jewels in there. But, you know what I'm saying? Lately, like, music, you can just tell he had, like, scatterbrain. Like, he wasn't focused. But he did drop a project this past Thursday. It's called Saturday Afternoon Kung Fu Theater. And, wow, it's vintage RZA, man. RZA's sharp on this one. I've been rocking it all week since it came out. But what I like about it is it's short and sweet. It's just 7 tracks, so it's reminiscent of the last time that I was really feeling Ye. You know what I'm saying? I really liked Kanye in 2018. I don't know if people remember, but when he was living in Idaho or some shit like that. I don't know. It's one of them, like, off the beat type of place, states. I forgot. I want to say Idaho, but I don't think it's Idaho. Wyoming. So when he had his, I don't know if he's still living out there or whatever. I know he had a place out there, but I know he did some good music there. He had people coming in. But 2018, that's when he kind of got Nas back on track. Nas came through, did an album. Him and Kid Cudi, even though, you know, not the biggest fan of Kid Cudi at this point, but at that time I was really feeling Kid Cudi. I want to say the female, I can't think of her name right now, but the one that's married to the basketball player, Teyana Taylor, I think that's her name. She had a nice album, and then, of course, you know, he had his album, and then the best was Pusha T's album. You know what I'm saying? The Pusha T, Daytona, that was the creme de la creme of all the little seven-track albums that he did. And I don't want to go off on a tangent, but I don't think Drake has been the same since. You know, Drake is always going to be Drake, but I think it was a little chink in his armor when Pusha T dropped that album, eager to see what Pusha T is going to come with next. But anyway, the RZA album is reminiscent of that because it's seven tracks and it's produced by DJ Scratch. So I think DJ Scratch has become very popular because a lot of times with the verses, he's handled, you know, some of the DJing of the verses. So, you know, he's been in you know, I guess in the news a little bit with that. So I think creatively, they probably linked up. I don't know if they linked up when, because I can't remember if DJ Scratch was DJing when it was Ray and Ghost, because that was one of my favorite verses. But I know RZA was there, so I'm thinking if DJ Scratch was there, this is probably where this project kind of got started or whatever. But what I think was happening, because I always just follow the music and I follow different stories, and being like, you know, if I'm a fan of the artist or whatever, you know, I've probably been following them for years, so I can kind of draw my conclusions of where the creativity came from. And I can just see how DJ Scratch probably was like, look, all right, RZA, I know you've been doing all this other stuff, but you've been kind of, you know, you've been kind of lazy with the music, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're always going to be RZA, but you ain't been that RZA since back in the day, the Wu-Tang RZA that we all came to enjoy, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, with this particular album, I think DJ Scratch just took over the production duties and just really got RZA in the zone. And it's just a dope album, man. So, like I said, man, big shout-outs to that. Definitely gets my rap radio seal of approval. And it's just like, I just love the way this dude thinks, man. Like, you know, he's just scientific, jewels, you know what I'm saying, spiritual. Everything that I'm into, you know, he can kind of put it in words, man. So, and then just the wordplay, and it just sounds different. A lot of times it sounds like it just, you know, like from another just wave. It's just so different from what you're hearing every day that it just gets you in a zone, man. So I just want to shout that out, man. So big shout out to that project, you know, that's been going hard, you know, this last few days for me, you know what I'm saying, as far as been heavy rotation on my title. And let me see, another thing I wanted to get into was the Brittany Griner situation. I know Black touched based on that a little bit. But, yeah, so basically Brittany Griner, she's like the big tall chick, man. She's, you know, she dunked a couple of times. You know, that don't happen too often in a women's game where, you know, the female can actually dunk the basketball. You know what I'm saying? They're generally much smaller than males playing the sport. But, you know, she's like 6'8". She's like a giant, man. So, yeah, you know, but basically she plays with the Phoenix Mercury. I think they won a championship in 2014, and they lost. They went to the finals this past year, but they lost in the championship. But, you know, with women's pro basketball in the off season, because, you know, they're not making the same type of money as the NBA players. So in the off season, you know, a lot of these women, you know, you probably seen it on Love and Basketball was probably the best showcase of that. Big shout out to Shania Lathan, Omar Epps, classic movies back in the day. But it showcased how, like, you know, in the women's game, because they don't make the amount of money as the males, they have to go overseas where basketball is very popular, especially in a lot of these European and Russian places, and play, you know, and play the professional leagues over there. Even if they don't speak the language, they go over there and just play, you know what I'm saying? They're a big draw. So Brittany Griner, I guess she probably played for, I think some team like in Moscow or close to Moscow or something like that. But anyway, I guess when all this shit was hitting the fan, she was getting ready to come back. And because she had, I guess, the vape hash or hash, whatever, you know what I'm saying, you know, she got detained. And she probably, you know, if it was under normal circumstances, maybe she would have just, you know, got hit with a fine or whatever and been able to go. Oh, now, I don't know. What do you think?
No, they didn't get a law, no excuse, motherfucker. They had that shit in place since 2001.
Oh, shit. Well, all right. Well, like, this was the wrong time.
She been flying all this fucking time. Fuck that. You crazy, bitch. I don't even know this bitch because I know she about to get that work.
So, well, this is wrong time, wrong place.
Right.
Yeah,
maybe you fuck around, you watching the news thinking everything all sweet and good and shit. Like, no, every country is different, bitch. You know you ain't supposed to bring that on the plane anyway.
Yeah, that's a fact. You can't even have that in the United States. I'm bugging. Yeah,
right.
Like,
you can't bring it on a fucking plane. Like, bitch, what? Oil? Nigga, that bitch could be fucking flammable. No? Mm-mm. You got like...
Yeah, that's fucked up. And then it's the worst time ever.
Yep, should have put it in a pussy and called it a day. I threw that shit away. Fucking old shit.
Right? She shit got real gangster with it. She really needed it that bad. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's crazy. So, you know,
man,
like, this is wrong time, wrong place, man. So,
hey,
now
you fly internationally all the fucking time. You already know what you can and cannot do. So when they catch you, now don't get me wrong. Sometimes if a nigga catch you and shit, they may not be like, bitch, we're going to take it. Nigga, no. Motherfuckers out to set examples, bitch. What's wrong with you?
Especially right now. Especially right
you
now.
You got all these sanctions and shit? All these fucking sanctions?
Yeah, right now. Yeah, it's a no-fly zone, too, right now for Russia. So, yeah. So that's crazy.
Ain't no no-fly
zone. So, you know. So, right now.
Recommend niggas not to go there, but ain't no no-fly zone.
Oh, it's not a no-fly zone? Okay. Well, it's saying, I thought I saw somewhere it's like no.
But like they got motherfuckers leaving America now to go fight.
Okay, got you. All right, but yeah, it's definitely in our luggage at the airport. And but now, and this is the first time because, like I said, I've said this numerous times about how I don't watch the news, but you know, I kind of just get my information how I get it. But now, the Secretary of State. And it's the first time I've even heard this person's name, but Antony Blinken, you know, basically made a statement saying they're going to do everything possible to bring her back over. So this is reminiscent of Trump and A$AP Rocky, you know, a couple years ago when A$AP Rocky got detained in Switzerland and was there for months. You know what I'm saying?
Reminiscent, old boy, not A$AP Rocky. This is the Ball brother. Remember?
No, that was two. A$AP Rocky two. Don't forget, it was two. It was two situations. I know what you're
talking about.
About
from a basketball standpoint, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
from a basketball standpoint.
Yeah. In China, and this bitch getting detained over the hill.
Lorenzo Ball, I believe the only one that's not in the league right now, or he might be on the practice squad or whatever. But yeah, he was stealing, shoplifting, or some stupid shit, and Trump had to, you know, go over there and get him in China. So. Yeah, we'll see what happens because, you know, Biden don't have the same clout as Trump. So, and I don't even think Biden just has the wherewithal to even know what to do to get her back. So, you know, so he probably just gave it to the Secretary of State and, you know, let's see what you can do.
Yeah, that's different because, like, the broad is American citizen. A$AP Rocky, that nigga ain't American. That nigga's a refugee, really. Not a refugee. What they call them people?
What do you mean, refugee?
He's a legalized citizen, but remember, he's not originally from America.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was. Yeah, he's from Harlem. I mean, yeah, I would know because if he was Jamaican or Haitian or something like that.
He came over here as a child, you see what I'm saying? So, like, the nigga is nationalized and shit, but, like, no.
Nah, hold on. I think you're getting it mixed up with 21 Savage. That's 21 Savage you're thinking about. You got it mixed up.
I guess I'm a racist. They all look the same now.
I'm like, hold on, man. How you going to correct me on the Russian Britney Reiner thing and then get the A$AP Rocky wrong? Yeah, A$AP Rocky is American, man. This is Harlem. But he got caught up in Switzerland. And, you know, Trump had to go over there and get him out of it because he was over there for a few months. You know what I'm saying? They had him in a fucked-up-ass jail from what he was saying. So he wouldn't get no perks. But
yeah,
I think
you know what I'm saying?
That's how you know, it could be rainy one day and then sunshine in the next because, you know, look at him. He's with Rihanna. They got a baby on the way, and, you know, he's on top of the world now. So just goes to show you how life can change. From good to bad or bad to good, you know what I'm saying? It's all about balance, like we said earlier. Let me see here. What else we got? So that's that. And let's see here. What else I want to get into? So I'll fill you on these stocks, too, that you was talking about, man, these oil stocks. I kind of put a few on my watch list. I'm going to see what they do. And, you know, if they do good, I'll talk about it next week. But I got a couple stocks I'm kind of looking into in reference to, like, resources and stuff like that. So, you know, I'll see what it do. And then switching over, my last story of the day is basketball. I'm going to switch over to hoops real quick. So I'm eager. Just the way you was, I don't know if you was eager and pumped up to see Bel Air, but, you know, you watched it when it first came out or whatever, so it seemed like you was kind of wanting to see what it was all about. The same way you feel about that same energy is the energy that I have for this new show. I think it's called Showtime, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to come on tonight at HBO. So, yeah, they got it perfectly, I guess, in the time slot where Euphoria was. Big shout-out to Euphoria, too. I'm going to talk about that real quick. But I'm going to talk about this first. But, yeah, so I'm eager to see, man, because basketball, even though I'm going to get into a couple of, like, quick little stories in reference to basketball, it's been really weak. You know what I'm saying? It just needs, like, a shot in the arm to get it going. You know what I'm saying? With LeBron and the Lakers not doing good, and then the Knicks, they had a lot of hope to be good this year, and they kind of, you know, are disappointing. You got some other teams, but you don't have the marquee cities that's like, you know, that really drives the league. You know what I'm saying? When the Lakers is good, basketball is good. When the Knicks is good because of storylines, you know what I'm saying? The NBA more or less is driven on stories, you know what I'm saying? More or less, like, you know, football, you can really just watch the games, and the games can be the story. Basketball, you kind of need the stories and you need the stars to really shine. And you really need them to shine in the big markets for basketball to really, you know, be at the forefront. So that's why it's a little lacking this year. So I'm thinking with this show coming back on, or not coming back on, but, you know, showcasing the way basketball used to be and how the Lakers became the Lakers that we enjoy now. You know what I'm saying? Magic Johnson back in the day when he gets drafted and they hook up with Kareem, and he got Pat Riley and just James Worthy, and, you know, just that whole 80s basketball era. I think that's just going to be a good marketing tool for the NBA, man, because I think with the NBA you gotta throw it back to bring it forward, so to speak, to get that get the interest back up, you know what I'm saying? Because the OGs really set the tone for the NBA. We got to keep those stories going. So I'm eager to see how that's going to be. So I'll definitely, you know, give you my review on that next week after I check it out tonight. I'll probably watch this right after the show tonight. And then also, too, just a couple stories as far as the NBA. Like I said, I haven't been a big fan of the NBA. That's why I haven't talked too much about NBA this whole since the NBA started. Hopefully it'll kick back up. I'm thinking playoffs, because every time I try to watch an NBA game, I'm just not inspired to watch it. It's just not a good product right now, so they really got to get a shot in the arm. But I'm eager to see what Ben Simmons is going to do with Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? So he should probably be cleared to play sometime this week, so it's going to be, you know, eager to see how that goes. Kevin Durant, he was hurt, and now he's back. And then this whole Kyrie situation, this whole COVID thing might get lifted in New York. So if Kyrie can play, you know, the New York games, that would definitely give a shot in the arm to the NBA that they desperately need right now. And, you know, James Harden with the Sixers. You know, now he's playing with the Sixers. Joel Embiid is balling. He's been a bright spot of the league this year because he's really healthy and he's really trying to just go for that MVP. So we'll see. And then, you know, John Morant. I like his story too, man. Young dude, John Morant out of Memphis. But other than that, and then Golden State and Phoenix, of course, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I haven't been too enthused about hoops. But, you know, I'm going to keep everybody, you know, up to date as the playoffs start. And then lastly, so I got about 2 minutes left. I just want to give a shout-out to Euphoria. Couple storylines I was kind of pissed off about. Well, one storyline I was pissed off about. So, Euphoria definitely, you know, was a dope series, man. Definitely, like, had me, like, intrigued the whole season. Definitely have some cool characters. I liked just how, you know, it was like a whole new wave, just how the younger kids, younger generations coming up, high school kids are coming up nowadays and the things they deal with. I thought it was really HBO does a great job just showing that lifestyle of, you know, where we are now in this whole digital age. Big shout out to the white guy that was on Euphoria, man. Not a bunch of white guys, but it's like two younger white characters, man. But the one guy I was wanting to shout out is Fez. He was like the drug dealer on the show. He went out with a bang, man. Well, he didn't go out. He just got caught up because of his little brother. He was trying to protect his little brother. I don't want to give it away, but it was a crazy shootout. All he wanted to do was go see his girlfriend, do her play. Shit hit the fan. Shit was a cool storyline. Like, that part was moving. I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? All my dude wanted to do, he had his tux ready to go, check out his girl, do her little play. And he was in a cool spot, man. And it just goes to show you how things can just go left. The one part that I was pissed off about, Rue, who's the main character of the show, she's like the 17-year-old drug addict. So she got over on this one chick on the drugs that I was talking about last week. And I'm like, that part just kind of pissed me off because I thought she was going to have some repercussions for not paying the drug dealers back. But, you know, apparently she did get clean and, you know, whatever else happened. But that was a little, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if they, like, kind of was summed that up the way they could have. But all in all, it was definitely, like, a good season, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely recommend it, but it just kind of let me down a little bit on that part. I just thought they could have ended that a little bit better, but definitely a good show, man. Definitely was definitely on point. So this has been the world famous Chop Up. So once again, big shout out to Black. Black, I really felt your whole spiritual balancing your shadow side. I thought you articulated that very well. Big shout out to Smooth as always on the check-in. Big shout out to me on the world famous Chop Up. As always, if you missed the show, definitely check out the Twitter feed. If you missed it, I'm gonna definitely have the you know, Black already tweeted it out there, so I'm gonna retweet it out there for the people. And you know, everybody be safe. To the next time, next Sunday, we should have something spicy. You know what I'm saying? Because we've been real political lately, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of stuff that's been going on. We got to get back to some sexiness. So I think Black will probably have something sexy. If not, you know, maybe me and Black can collaborate and get into some sexy topics, something spicy next week for the listeners. So everybody out there, be good. See you next week. Peace, peace.